بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتاب الأذكار باب فضل الذكر والحث عليه. There is the next kitab, the kitab on the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, to remember Allah. And the first chapter is on the virtues of zikr and encouragement towards making the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وقال الله تعالى, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that it's the word of Allah that is in the Quran that is sufficient to let it dawn upon us how important the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is. Allah says, وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Of all the actions and a'mal, the zikr of Allah is the greatest of all a'mal. That is, under normal circumstances, when there isn't a demand for anything else, then the zikr of Allah is the greatest. For example, if there is a demand that there are people in need of clothes or food, then at that time that becomes the most superior. When there is the demand to go for jihad, then that becomes the most superior. But under normal circumstances, the zikr of Allah is the greatest of all ibadahs. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, I will remember you. What a great honor that by making the zikr of Allah, Allah remembers a person. What are we? Absolutely nothing. Allah, who is so great, but by the barakat of the zikr of Allah, Allah remembers that person. In the tafsir of this ayat, it comes that you remember me, what my obedience. Be obedient to Allah. Allah remembers you with forgiveness. All your misgivings, your misdoings, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. Allah says, you remember me in the time of your ease and comfort. I will remember you in the times of your difficulties and hardships. What a great honor also. A person does from time to time face some problem. But if under normal circumstances we were remembering Allah, Allah is not that, na'uzu billah, unfaithful friend that when you need him, that now he'll forget you. He'll remember you at that time. But it's our duty that normally under good circumstances we remember Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, our position is the opposite. We only remember Allah when we have got problems. When under normal circumstances, we don't remember Allah. When difficulties and hardships come, then we remember. Whereas we should remember Allah at all times. Then at times of difficulty, Allah will remember us. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرَّعًا وَخِيفَةً وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ بِالْقُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, and remember Allah Ta'ala in your heart, with humility and in silence. Dun al-jahr, without shouting. That is in between, without being completely silent and without shouting. Just so much the ulama have written, which you can hear yourself. So in dhikr, a person shouldn't really scream his head off. But he should be remember Allah in such a way that it's not too loud and not too soft either. بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ, mornings and evenings. If you remember Allah Ta'ala in those two times, in between Allah will be sufficient for you, as it comes clearly in a hadith. Allah will see to all your needs and be sufficient for you in the in-between time. وَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. And Allah Himself warns, don't be of those people who are unmindful. That is, they don't make the zikr, they don't remember Allah Ta'ala, and they are not thankful to Him. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah Ta'ala in great abundance, so that you might become successful. And when Allah says that you might become, it means surely you will become successful. So Allah has shown the way of gaining success in every way is by making the dhikr of Allah, by remembering Allah. And dhikr means to repeat. And that you must remember Allah, you must repeatedly remember Allah. And in many ayats Allah says, remember the name of Allah. So repeat all the time, Allah, Allah, Allah. That is the zikr of Allah. Or the formula of Islam, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That is the zikr of Allah, which Allah has commanded so much. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Innal muslimina wal muslimat. Yeah, on this occasion, in the 22nd supara, Allah mentions 10 qualities of the believers which Allah loves very greatly. And yeah, particularly, Allah have referred to the man separately and to the woman separately in each of these 10 qualities. Then right at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. And those men who remember Allah in abundance and those women who remember Allah in abundance. These people, Allah is praising them. And the word kathiran, abundance of all 10 qualities has only come with zikr. Not with any of the first 9 did Allah mention in abundance plenty. But in the last quality, Allah Ta'ala says that remember him in great abundance. And the result of this will be, Allah Ta'ala says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرًا. Allah has prepared for such people forgiveness. And not only forgiveness of minor sins, but major sins also, as it is indicated, وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And a great reward. From there the Mufassirin have written that there is an indication in there that your major sins also Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So but the zikr of Allah, which is a very great ibadat, and Allah loves it. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written in the tafsir that all these other 9 qualities are beautiful qualities of a believer. Like a person has got a beautiful garden. He gets a visitor, a friend, and he shows him the garden. Look at my garden, what beautiful flowers I've got, roses I've got, what the garden, the green, the grass is so beautiful and green, all my beautiful vines that I've got, whatever, everything. At the end he says, you know why is my garden so beautiful? Because I've got plenty of water, a very good irrigation system, and the quality of my water is also very good. That is the last, the zikr. So from there, if a person has got good water, his garden will be lush in the whole year. He's got a good irrigation system also. And the quality of the water and the chemicals it's got is also very good. That person's garden will be very beautiful. Like that, a person who has got zikr, he has got good quality zikr, plenty of zikr, and it waters every part of his body, that every aspect of his deen will be beautiful all the time also. And when a person is negligent of zikr, deen starts going out of him. Then he gets tempted towards sin and guna also. So zikr is the thing that will keep our deen lush and green and beautiful. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O you who believe, remember Allah Ta'ala in great abundance. Maulana Zakariya Sahab, Shaykh al-Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali says, the most command of any command of Allah that has come is with regard to zikr. And then again, wherever the command of zikr has come, that dhikran kathira, make it in abundance. So important is the zikr of Allah. But unfortunately, our attitude that we pay no interest towards the zikr of Allah. We have got no zikr of Allah in our lives. So important it is that Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali prescribed 100 times La ilaha illa, third kalima, Durood Sharif, Istighfar daily. But unfortunately, this is neglected almost completely. A person should be very regular with reading Quran Sharif and making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And besides the zikr, then more than that, yet read tasbih. Like the third kalima, for example, mornings and evenings read tasbih also. Remember Allah Ta'ala and read tasbih also. And the result of this will be, one sahabi told another sahabi, how is it that I see when you get up, then the farishtas are making dua for you. When you sit down, when you leave your home, when you enter your home, all the time the farishtas are making dua for you. He says, you also can get this. And then he read this ayat, and the next part of the ayat is, يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. The malaika will be making dua for you. They will be sending rahmat for you. They will be making dua of barakat for you. When you make the zikr of Allah, wherever, when you lie down on your bed, farishtas are making dua for you. When you get up from your bed, farishtas are making dua for you. This is when we will make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. يُصَلِّ عَلَيْكُمْ الْمَلَائِكَ. And there are many other ayats also in this, and they are such that the author of the kitab, the commentary that we are reading, he says it's almost impossible to gather all the ayats on the zikr, so many they are, and the virtues which are mentioned in the hadith are also innumerable. But the short is that we should make zikr of Allah on a daily basis. We make it individually, collectively, but the zikr of Allah is a very great and important ibadat, which also the ummah at large is negligent about.